We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head on out to the phones. Former head coach of both the Packers and the Seahawks. He spent six seasons with the 49ers as an assistant coach. It's the Big Show. Mike Holmgren with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, thanks so much for your time this morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you? Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you as well. And we're glad that you believe we can still say it at this point. We've had an argument on this show as to how far you can go with the Happy New Year. If Mike Holmgren says we can say it, Dibs, we can say it.
Yes,
yeah,
Dibs.
And Happy New Year back
to
you.
No. You can go a long time. Long time.
Thanks, Coach.
What's your cutoff point?
It's not cutoff. If things are going good, 2020 is going to be a great year.
I love you, Coach.
I'll take it all the way to December 31st. I'm down with that.
What if the year's already been miserable, though, Coach?
No. Then optimistic. It's the glass is half full. It's going to get better.
That's great. See, that's why he's out there making plays and we're in here.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point. All right, Coach, take us through it. If you're the Niners this weekend, you got a nice, sizable point spread. I know you're not looking at that, but in the eyes of many, this is a very winnable game. Here comes Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Defensively, what's the key to making sure Aaron Rodgers doesn't make this one of those Aaron Rodgers-type games?
Well, the first thing you have to do is your players have to understand that this game is going to be quite different than the first game they played. You know, I was thinking about the 49ers dominated so much that there's a tendency to say, you know, to think that here we go again, we can just take care of business and be careful. I hearken back to a time when the Bears beat us when I was in Seattle 39-0 in a game in the regular season, Monday Night Football. We played them in the playoffs, and we should have won the football game. They beat us on a field goal right at the end at Soldiers Field. So it's going to be a different game. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. And so that's the first thing. Second thing is you tell them, hey, we play our thing. We do our take care of business our way. The game will be ours, and we're going to the Super Bowl. But we have got to take care of business in this football game. Don't overlook anything.
Coach, you know me. I love to run that ball. I like to talk about physical games. Look at a guy named Cal Juszczyk, what he means for this Niner running game. Is this going to come down? What if one of these teams can't have success running the ball? Who then do you tilt the edge toward?
Well, I think if that's the case, then I put the edge towards the runner, Lorenzo. I mean, there's no question about it. You saw it last week against the Vikings, who has a good defense. All of a sudden, they look tired a little bit, and that one drive was like eight plays in a row, just handing the ball off, bang, bang, bang. And that was the game. And so if any team, either team, could do that, then the other team is in trouble. I don't anticipate the Packers having a great time doing that against the 49er defense. But if Kyle gets in that rhythm and enjoys what he's seeing from his running backs, he could go that way.
How big of a role must Devontae Adams play for Green Bay? Can they get by if he doesn't have a monster game?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the world of the job they've done, and they deserve to be there in this game. But they really need – he's a special player now, you know, and to think you could stop him and shut him down, now that's a big test. But I think if he does not have a good game, you know, the other receivers, when he was hurt, it was a different ball club offensive team for them. So he's got to have a big game. And the 49ers, I know, are plotting ways and trying to figure out, you know, how to do that. I remember when we played Carolina in the championship game up in Seattle, and they had Steve Smith, and who was everything to them. And I stayed away from the defensive guys most of the time. They were I believed in them, my coaches. But I went into the meeting and I said, listen, I don't care what you play and how you do this. It's up to you. But I want someone in for his face every play. I want him banged on every play. And then he goes, oh, how do we do that? I said, I'm leaving the room now. And I don't care how you do that. I just want that done. Does everyone understand me? Yes. And we were able to do that. In effect, you never take a guy out completely. You can't do that. But you can make it hard, and if he's that important, you know, to your offense, then you got a leg up.
Absolutely. Coach, God, thanks for sharing with us. So, Coach, put your coaching hat on, and now you are the Green Bay Packers. You're the coach of the Green Bay Packers. What are you doing? You know this front four and the Niners. They can get after you. What are you going to do to offset that? How are you going to win on first and second down to get in the third and manageable so you can keep moving the sticks?
Yeah, you know what? You gotta. Well, we talked about before. They're going to try and run the ball. But on first and second down, then, if it's a running situation, you're going to see play action and movement. Aaron's good in the pocket, but you're going to see play action and movement because I think the Packers are a little vulnerable up front. I think they are, particularly against the 49ers defensive line. So you want to actually, in calling the game, and this is rather simplistic, but it's true, and you don't see people doing it all that often. Okay, you run when you're supposed to pass, and you pass when you're supposed to run, regardless of down and distance, just to kind of give yourself an edge. Because you don't want those guys to actually tee off, because they'll get home. They are a very good pass-rushing team, the 49ers, and the Packers have to deal with that.
Mike Holmgren joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What is it that makes trying to defend a Kyle Shanahan offense so difficult? They've had so much success this year with whoever they put in at running back. Garoppolo's obviously taken some key steps forward. Emmanuel Sanders has had the rebirth since he got here. Debo Samuel as a rookie is having a nice season. What is it about that Shanahan offense that puts these guys in such great positions?
Well, I think he's an excellent play caller, and obviously their preparation and how they get the game plan in is everything. But how he calls the game, I think there's a nice balance, I think, most of the time between run pass, and he kind of does what I would hope that other teams do too. You don't get into a rhythm where they know you're going to pass or they know you're going to run. You keep them off balance, and I think I'm watching him this season. I think he's done a great job of that. Now, it helps to have your tight end is pretty good, you know, and it helps to have good players always. You know, it wasn't all about me, even though I was a great coach. You know, I had to have players.
Are you at a point this late in the year where you can't install new things, or is it something that you've maybe held back a play or two and now is the time where you can maybe spring it out?
I think you know, your playbook is so large that if it makes sense against the opponent you're playing, yeah, you might spring something that they've never seen. And I think these two coaches, they know each other pretty well. And so, you know, they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to pull some surprises and some things. Now, that probably in and of itself won't win the football game for you. You still have to do what you do and do it well. And be assignment correct and all those things. But you're going to see some things you probably haven't seen this season. And you would do that anyway, and then you'd really do it when you're facing a coach that knows you pretty well.
Coach, when you're looking at this matchup, how would you go about talking to your team if you're Green Bay? What position, where do you feel you have competitive edges? Where do you feel that you have a mismatch where you can exploit this Niners defense or exploit this Niners offense? How are you taking these guys and making sure they forget about that last game and say, look, this is a new season, this is the playoffs, it's win or go home. What are you doing? What type of sphere of influence are you having on these men today?
Well, I think you have to emphasize the fact that that first game, you know, that wasn't the Green Bay Packers. That was not us. Now, how did that happen? Having said that, then you got to kind of dive deep on that and make sure they understand, at least they believe on how it happened. And then from there you go, okay, here's how we're going to be different. And then you lay it out. You just lay out, here's the game plan, and you can do this, and you're going to score on this play, and we can do this, and you redevelop a real positive feeling, which they have had. I mean, that first game was a long time ago, and they have played better down the stretch. And then you point to certain things, and you're so positive about it when you install it that they believe. You got to get them to believe.
Mike Holmgren with us here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, before we let you go, in the AFC Championship, how do you see it playing out? Will the Titans be able to ride Derrick Henry to an AFC Championship?
There's a possibility, but you know, I'm prejudiced here. I want to see my man Andy Reid finally get to the Super Bowl. You know, he's like my adopted son. And he's got a great football team. The interesting thing here, and what I think I'm curious to watch, is that the contrast in styles between Kansas City's offense and Tennessee's offense. both very good, and they want to play a different game. Tennessee is going to have to, you know, run the ball and run it very, very well. And I think if they're vulnerable at all, Kansas City, I think it's on their defensive front and how they handle the run. And so that could play to Tennessee's advantage. I think, but then they want to shorten the game. But then I think, you know, Kansas City can score quickly, so they don't need a lot of time. I think it's going to be a closer game than people know and feel. Just like I think the Packer-49er game is going to be a little bit closer than people think.
Former head coach of the Packers and the Seahawks, he spent six seasons with the Niners as an assistant coach, the great Mike Holmgren with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we appreciate the time and the insights. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, good luck with everything, and nice talking with you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.